You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past few months, dozens of cultural artefacts have made a long journey home back to Tasmania. The items include shell necklaces, woven baskets, and stone tools, once used and worn by Tasmanian Aboriginal ancestors. The items were taken during colonisation and sent to museums in cities all over the world, including Paris, Chicago, and London. Through decades of work, some ancient objects are now back in Tasmania, but it's a bittersweet moment for the Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Zoe Rimmer is a Tasmanian Aboriginal Pakana woman.
The Pakana community have been at the forefront of the repatriation campaign since the 70s, campaigning for the return of our ancestral remains. And I feel like this is a step in that process of repatriation. We're now looking at cultural objects. It has been, decades to get to this point. And unfortunately, we're only loaning the objects. We have got a long-term loan, but our ultimate dream is for these objects to come home for good, and to have our own space where we can care for them culturally appropriately and share them with the public when and how we feel appropriate.
The exhibition, titled Te Pāni Militina Tu, Return to Country, opened this week at the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery in Hobart. Alongside the cultural objects, 20 Tasmanian Aboriginal artists have also created installations responding to and paying respects to the objects' return and the ancestors who made them. Bonnie Starrick is one of the artists, and her piece is titled Black Enough.
So as a light-skinned Aboriginal, I struggle, and I've always struggled with, am I black enough? I'm looked upon as if I'm not Aboriginal, but since I was a baby, I've been a part of my community and my culture, sharing stories and knowledge from my elders and my family.
Ms. Starrick says she's honoured to be a part of the exhibit, but wants to see the objects returned to the community permanently.
They were made by our people, they were worn by our people, they were carried by our people and used. And it's just that their DNA is in these pieces, and they're just being held in sterile, cold spaces, and I think my ancestors would be really sad. These pieces were meant to be held and to have the oil of our skin, our blood, our tears on them, and they don't. I think all objects, regardless of what culture they come from, need to go home.
Auntie May Kutena Vicky Lane Green says the objects are symbols of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community's strength.
And our story is defines the invasion of our country and goes on a story through where culture was destroyed and people were killed and massacres occurred, but despite all of those things happening, our culture has always remained strong. In Tasmania, despite being a small community, not many people understand that there are Aboriginal people living here and that they are vibrant. We are a vibrant community who have relations all through the island, and through that, this ancient, very ancient cultural practices are being maintained as a consequence.
The cultural items returned on loan for this exhibition are just a small number of objects still dispersed at institutions around the world. Julie Goff is a Trawulwe woman and curator from the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery, First Peoples Art and Culture Team.
These objects have not been back to Lutruwita, Tasmania, since they were taken away, and some were taken in 1790s. So one is a kelp water carrier from Paris that is on its way back more slowly than... So other objects are here and others will never be here or never be found, I suppose. That's difficult to digest, like where is everything? That's still ongoing work.
It's hoped the exhibition will create new international relationships that will result in more objects being returned for good. Teresa Sainty is a Pakana woman and one of the artists featured in the exhibit.
I'm putting a challenge out to this government and any subsequent governments to work with us to return our cultural property. And that doesn't mean having talk fests necessarily. It doesn't mean negotiating on our behalf. It's about providing proper funds and resources for us to do those negotiations ourselves and to see that our material come home.
The exhibit runs until February 2023. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.